Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Tall men have always been sexy to me. It makes me feel feminine. It makes me feel like I'm with somebody bigger and they can protect me. It's just, they can manhandle me. They can protect me. It's sexy. I love it when a guy picks me up during sex and bounces me off of his cock. It's fucking hot. I like a man that can grab me and move me and toss me around, and that's feeling feminine to me, and that's part of what I get off on sexually. One of the things I always wanted to do is just, you know, hook up with some guy like in another country randomly and have sex. I've always kind of wanted to do that. Like, I don't think I've ever had, to my recollection, like I don't think I've ever had like vacation sex. Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. It's morning time for me. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee, relaxing. It's earlier than I'd like it to be for the weekend, but unfortunately, since I wake up early during the week, it's hard to kick that habit. When the weekend rolls around, ugh, it's obnoxious. I literally wake up, it's like 5:30, 6:30. It's just bizarre. I can't seem to get away from it. Anyway, okay, let me jump right in. I need to give a disclaimer before I even start this episode. I was not really sure how I wanted to do this one. I originally wanted to do a Q&A, and I thought, oh, I'll do a Q&A. But I've really been keeping up on people's questions kind of individually and not saving them for, you know, for an episode. But what I kind of need is I need the reverse of that, I'm feeling. I need the listeners, I need you guys to listen to all my little dilemmas and all my thoughts and give me your responses and your feedback. I'm relying on you, I think, for this one. So it's going to be me asking you questions. I hope you're ready. And listen, I love your feedback. There's so many different ways to get a hold of me. Let me tell you what the best ones are. My preference is if you go to my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and you click on the Leave Me a Voicemail tab. Super easy. If you have something to say and you want to let me know, that is the best. I love voice, as you can tell, and I respond to people, and everybody that leaves me a voicemail, I actually respond to you. It is me. I listen to what you say, and then I respond. But I love hearing your thoughts. The next thing you can do is you can email me. It's curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. I don't like to type. I'm not going to lie. I don't like to type. That's why I could not bring myself to be a blogger. That's why I am so in awe of Girl on the Net. Again, guys, if you have not checked her out, her site is unbelievable. If you want some great stories to read and get turned on over, go to girlonthenet.com. She, like I said, I'm going to stand on this, and this is, you know, no offense to anybody else, but this, she has to be just the best sex blogger in the world. I mean, her body of work and her, what she's got out is amazing. So I look at someone like that and I think, I am nowhere near that ballpark. I will never attain that kind of writing, creativity, brilliance, the way the words just flow from her, her vocabulary, everything. I mean, it's truly a gift. I don't have that. I have the gift of gab. And so I love it when people give it back to me in the form of the gift of gab and rather than typing. So you can send me an email. The point of that is you can send me an email, but I think it's probably going to be disappointing because a lot of people send me these really long, well put together, well thought out emails and then might be 5 or 6 paragraphs. And then I respond with a 1-paragraph response. Please don't be disappointed. I don't care how you want to communicate with me, really, at the end of the day. Just know that my verbal skills, I feel, far outweigh my typing skills. So do with that what you want. Okay, now, everything I'm putting out there on this podcast, I would absolutely love, 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 love your feedback on. If something resonates with you, strikes a chord, let me have it. Email me or voicemail me, whichever you prefer. Because right now I feel like I have more questions than answers, and just more, I'm trying to sift and sort and get some conclusions here. Okay, so let me start with, and maybe it's not so much a question, but I think I can find a way to formulate it into a question. As you know, I am totally about tall guys because I'm tall. I'm 5'10". And I'm a dead-on 5'10". This is an exaggeration. I'm 5'10", and when I love to wear heels, I love heels. So, and I'm not talking that, like, you know, I like my heels. I love my expensive heels. I'd like to be, when I put on my 4-inch heels, or if that's a 4-inch heel with a platform on it, I'm even taller. I love to rock all that stuff. Not all the time. I mean, I love flip-flops too, right? But, you know, just depending. I love to be able to dip into my wardrobe and wear my heels. So I don't want to be 6'2 next to some guy that's my height. It doesn't work for me. And it's never worked for me. And tall men have always been sexy to me. It makes me feel feminine. It makes me feel like I'm with somebody bigger and they can protect me. It's just, they can manhandle me. They can manhandle me. They can protect me. It's sexy. I mean, to me, that I feel like I'm with a man. It's just my thing. I seem to get a lot of flack about it. Over the years, on my, where I have my dating profiles or my hookup profiles, I always say dating and then I retract it because it's, you know, we're really not dating. But I got recently a response, because I'm always very polite. I try to be very polite to people when I say if I'm not interested or they don't fit my criteria. And I've said this a zillion times. So I put my profile, I make it very succinct. So I'm trying not to waste anybody's time. Unfortunately, when people don't read, then I have to figure out how to respond or not respond. Sometimes I just don't respond. I won't lie. Like, a lot of times I'm just like, delete, delete, delete. But I did get a response from somebody who I feel is a good match in all ways, other than the fact that he's not tall enough for me. And his response was, I totally understand, but it's not as if we're going to be in a relationship. We're just going to be occasional play buddies, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then he goes on, blah, blah, blah. Okay. First of all, when somebody says, I totally understand, but that means I just heard what you said, but really, no, I didn't. Now I'm going to try to convince you of my way. Should I be convinced of someone else's way? Am I being too harsh on this tall thing? You know, since I'm 5'10", I want guys that are 6'2 or taller. And it's a huge sexual turn on for me. A lot of guys aren't that tall. I don't believe that's the average height of guys. I believe that's, you know, I'm heading into the nether zones there where I'm hitting guys that aren't as tall. So this guy kind of, not that I would, I'm not thinking about taking him up on his offer or letting him change my mind, but I'm asking you guys, am I being too narrow? What do you think? It's like a kink. It's a sexual preference. Everybody likes what they like. You like blonde hair. You like blue eyes. You like curvy women. You like, you know, and then some people are more liberal. For me, it brings up a lot of things. It just, like I said, the safety, the comfort, it's sexy to me. I like feeling small and petite. That's hard to do when you're 5'10". I'm extremely envious of shorter women on some levels. First of all, I love being tall. I love it. I love long legs. I love my long legs. I love being statuesque. I love when I walk in a room, I'm boom, you know, people notice me. I'm not buried in the crowd. I stand out. I like that. On the same token, I'll never be this tiny little petite woman even though I'm thin, right? And so this is the mind fuck, I think, that happens to you is you're tall. And so you don't feel, you feel a little bit less feminine. And because I feel like the models that we have for femininity, you know, it's like tiny, small, fragile, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm, in order for me to create that in my mind, I need somebody that's bigger than me. And that means height, you know, that means height. If someone's towering over me, then I'm like, oh, ooh, yes, I get, it's exciting. You can pick me up. And I love it when a guy picks me up during sex and bounces me off of his cock. It's fucking hot. But let's face it, a man that's 5'6", even though I don't weigh that much, it's more awkward for him. And if he picks me up, literally my toes might still be like touching the ground. So, do you know what I'm saying? Do you guys feel me? Are you feeling this? What do you think? I know it's hard because sexually, we all have our little, our preferences, but this is a biggie for me. And lately, I just feel like it's being, every guy I'm coming across wants to bump up against that and just be like, no, you don't need that. You don't want that. But really, I kind of know I do. And maybe more what I'm looking for on this question to you guys is, how do I address this properly with people? I've tried a polite route. I'm always polite about it. I mean, there's no really way to be snarky about it. Believe me, if there was a snark factor I could inject, I would. I'd kill it because I've got snarky in spades. But I try to explain it and I feel like it's falling on deaf ears. And when I say it politely, I always get like this guy. I totally understand, but blah, blah, blah. You know, his thing is, his comeback was, it's not as if we're going to be in a relationship. We'd just be occasional play buddies. Yeah. But if I'm going to get naked with you and you're going to put your penis in me, I have to be turned on. And I'm not turned on by someone that makes me feel big. I'm going to feel awkward and weird and gangly. I just don't like that. I like a man that can grab me and move me and toss me around and... that's feeling feminine to me. And that's part of what I get off on sexually. That's why, yeah, I mean, it's just that that is a turn on for me. And because of my height, I don't get that option. If I was 5'4 to 5'6, this would be a different conversation. I'd be able to be with a lot more guys that I've said no to. And believe me, they will hit all the criteria. They can be just sexy, hot as fuck. And there's a lot of hot as fuck guys that, you know, I've just still had to say, you know, I'm sorry. I can't be eyeball to eyeball with you. I just can't do it. I don't know. I mean, it's a bummer. Like maybe I can hypnotize myself. Maybe I can go see a hypnotherapist and he can, you know how they say pray away the gay, pray away the tall. Can I do that? Oh my gosh. I don't know. Like, you know, maybe somebody can rewire my brain and get this out of there. And I really, it's funny. I really don't know where this comes from. I can't think of a time when I was teased as a kid, like, oh, you're too tall or anything like that. I just, and maybe it's because, you know, I mean, ew, as gross as it sounds, you know, maybe it's because, you know, my dad's tall and I just, that sort of stuck. I don't know. I'm not sure. I just don't know where it comes from. But we all have our preferences. And I have friends that have always gravitated towards men that were shorter than them. And while they were taller and a lot bigger physically, just like bigger women, and they like smaller, compact, petite guys. And that's a preference. And nobody's trying to talk them out of it. I don't know why. People don't just accept what I'm saying as gospel. Trust me, I love a tall guy, but I don't know. Am I being too narrow-minded? Answer, guys, I'd love the feedback on this. Okay, now, next thing here. My next question for everybody. Everybody that listens, please flood my voicemail. I would love it. Okay. Oh, Mr. Big. We were talking. Okay, and I felt like, okay, I'm going to lay it on him that I want to move, that I want to put it out there. I'm not sure how to put it out there. If you guys have been listening, I'm considering moving completely across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast. And this is a big deal for me because I've never lived anywhere other than California. But, you know, I'm really, you know me, I love adventure. I love trying new things and being in new places. And I'm sort of itching to do it. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if it's this last year just being on lockdown and having things be so restrictive. Well, if you didn't listen to my last few episodes, I'll brief you on it. My friends want to move, good friends of mine. And they said, do you want to go with us out to Florida? Because we're going to check it out. And I just said, do I want to go anywhere? Yes. Fuck yes. I'll get on a plane and go anywhere right now. So I went and I really like it too. I was really, who knew? No offense to Florida. I just never really spent so long since I've been there. And it was really nice. And I love the beach and I love the ocean. And I've never, even though I live on the West Coast, I still have to get in my car and go to the beach. But this, I could be right on the beach, literally. And obviously, not all parts of Florida are on the beach, but the place that we went to was, and that's where they're looking to relocate. And that's where I'd be looking to relocate if I went. Anyway, I wanted to talk to Mr. Big about this. He doesn't know. He knows I was in Florida. He doesn't know what my intention was when I went there. So we're having a conversation and he starts in with something completely, like he has a conversation he wants to have with me. And so I end up really just being his support on that issue and not being able to get mine out. And I feel like, oh my gosh. Do you guys ever do that? Do you know when you're with somebody and you really, really care about them? You're having a moment, but then they're having a moment and you let their moment outweigh yours because you love them so much and you just naturally, you know, like you want to be there for them. I have that type of personality. When I really love someone and I care about them, their issues coming up at the same time mine is, something's coming up for them that's big, I will put my own needs aside to be there for them. And not that I'm not complaining at all, because I just love and adore him. His communication is unmatched to probably any man I've ever met, been with. I mean, really, truly. So when he has something to discuss with me, I'm all ears. And especially as it relates to he and I. And the amazing thing about him is I don't think there's anything I could do or say that would put him off. My worry is that he's going to support me to my detriment. He's going to, if he knows I want to do something, if even if it would be sad for him for me to move, he's still going to be 100% in my corner. And I think the problem I'm having is just telling him I'm having this desire and it's what I want to do, but I know that it means it's going to have an impact on him and not probably, well, certainly not one that he wants. And I've just been really, that's been really hard for me. And I've been putting it off. And I certainly can't just pack up my shit and leave. You know, like I have to tell him what's going on. And it's tough. And I know I just have to do it. I don't think I'm not worried that he's not going to support me. This guy's my rock. I'm worried that he will support me and still be my rock, but I'm just worried about how that's going to feel for him. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm really stuck and I'm having a hard time with it. I mean, I haven't, my friends are like, are you blah, blah, blah. You know, we found a place. They're like, are you looking? What's going on? And I just can't say like, I want to go, but I'm worried about hurting someone. So anyway, that's my struggle, but I really do. I think personally, on a personal level, I would love to relocate. And of course, I've been like on my little dating apps and stuff, I've been like looking to see, well, who's in Florida? I've been previewing the product. There's some good looking product out there, I got to tell you. And when I was out there, I did not turn a blind eye to, you know, all these like sexy men I was seeing, and everybody's so happy because they're not on lockdown. We're really on lockdown out here in California and it's difficult. So I just, I'm having some angst about it, but I think that any input, I think if I get some good input from you listeners, that might help. I would love it if you want to chime in on that. Okay, let me see here the next thing. Oh, so part of our conversation, now this is really interesting. I won't say exactly what Mr. Big was talking to me about, but his thing was, he was kind of having this analysis paralysis thing. We're talking about sexual things between us and trying different things and where his kind of, some of his stumbling blocks have been. And as I'm listening to him, I'm thinking he's really, really, I don't want to say overanalyzing it, but in some ways overanalyzing it. But then I thought to myself, well, now wait a minute. I have done this about the threesome issue forever, right? A couple episodes ago when I did my year one recap and I'm saying, oh, I want to do a threesome and I still haven't done a threesome. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why am I stuck on this hump? Is it that I don't want to do a threesome? I mean, when I think about it in my head, and this is the stuff that's really paralleling a lot of what Mr. Big was talking about, but sort of in a different context related to us sexually. So in my head, I think it's all hot and steamy and I really want to do it, but then I'll sort of pick it apart and think about all the downsides. Like, well, then this could happen, then that could happen. Now, I don't do that when it comes to just meeting guys one-on-one. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't fear like, well, you may not like them. You might just have sex with them once and then it doesn't really, you don't know if you have sexual chemistry. You can believe that you do. You try to figure that out as best you can before you get naked with the person. But then sometimes, you know, you think you're gonna have crazy chemistry and it's like, you think you're gonna have a 10 and you've got a 2. Then other times you're like, I think it'll be fun. And it's off the Richter scale. So it's hard to say, but as I've gone through those scenarios, what I do know is, you know, even when you just, it's like, okay, you have sex with them once and that's that, it fizzles. It's not that bad. I mean, it's not like you go, oh my God, that was, why did I do that? It was awful. And then I never saw him again. No, I never do that. It's like, I really don't get caught up in it. And so I have to say to myself, well, this threesome thing would probably be the same thing. I guess I've just built it up in my head. I want it to be what I want it to be instead of just like lightening up about it. And I've had so much time to build it up in my head. Why of all the things that I do sexually, all the crazy shit that I do, why is this the hang up? I mean, who would have thought? And so I just need to, like I've said 1,000 times, I just need to go for it. I just need to do my best, find a couple, qualify them as best I can, and then go for it. And now kind of on the other side, what I'm experiencing is trying to bring together a threesome with Mr. Big and I, and I'm sort of on the opposite end of the spectrum because I'm listening to him, you know, and he's talking about his reservations and I'm like, okay, I understand because I have these just on my own. Like if I'm going to go off and have, you know, be with a couple, a man and a woman, I keep getting in my head about it. And he was just getting in his head about a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of it is more pertaining to me because we have a connection. I would have less of that if I'm with a couple because it's their connection that I just get to be a part of. And I'm not having to try to have a threesome with someone that I have a connection with and then bring a third in. I just think that dynamic is different because the two of you as a couple are left with, how did you feel? Are you okay with that? Is everybody okay? Was that good? Did that bring up any weird feelings? Sometimes being footloose and fancy free and just being able to do my own curious girl thing one-on-one with guys, it's just a lot less complicated. And then when you're with somebody that you really care about and love and respect and you have all that, it really raises the intensity because you don't want to let them down. They don't want to let you down. And it just brings up a lot of questions and what ifs. So as he was doing that the other day, I really found myself going, oh shit, this is, I mean, yes, I can relate to this. Everything he's saying is like, yes, I get it because I go through that myself when it's just me trying to put myself out there. So I guess maybe I just need to stop thinking I want to do a threesome. I don't know. Do I scratch that off my list, guys? What do you think? Do I just say fuck it and stop talking about it and stop wanting to try to do that? I mean, maybe I'm not that driven for it? I don't know. It's a conundrum. It's a conundrum. But if you've listened to me long enough, you may have some good insight. And if you do, I would love it. Okay. I'm off to Jamaica. I'm going to a yoga retreat. And that is coming up next weekend. I'll be flying out to Jamaica with Mickey. Mickey, you guys know, I met in my yoga teacher training. And she is doing this yoga retreat. She's been teaching yoga and I did not. I didn't really do the, this is awful. I went to yoga teacher training because I wanted the, I've been doing yoga since, I guess for 17 years. And I wanted to go deeper with it and learn more about it. And I wanted everything. I also wanted the physical challenge because when you're going through teacher training, it's very intense. And you have to learn all the dialogue and, you know, just and all about the postures. You could just get a lot deeper into it and you do posture clinics. Anyway, it was a very intense 8 weeks. The physical challenge was amazing. You know, you're doing yoga every day, multiple times a day. It's tough. And so I took it more for that. And now I can teach if I want to. I just haven't wanted to. So she went on, but most people that go and do yoga teacher training obviously want to be teachers. And so she went on to teach and she's been teaching this retreat in Jamaica. So I'm going. Well, we have yoga really just in the mornings. And then, you know, they have other little scheduled things you can do, or you have the rest of the day is free. So I'm kind of like, okay, do I get the jump on this? And do I like start prospecting? Because one of the things I always wanted to do is just, you know, hook up with some guy like in another country randomly and have sex. I've always kind of wanted to do that. Like, I don't think I've ever had, to my recollection, like, I don't think I've ever had like vacation sex where you hook up with somebody while you're on vacation and that's that. I'm like, maybe I should. I've always wanted to. It'd be kind of fun. So I'm wondering if I should. But I don't see, in true Curious Girl style, like, I can't just, if that's what I'm going to do, I have to put the wheels in motion now. I don't just want to be like picking up some guy from a bar. I feel like that's a little bit more unsafe, especially when you're in another place, you're not familiar. I'd rather at least be able to prospect the guy a little bit, get a vibe, get a sense, that kind of thing. I certainly don't want to be, you know, one of those people you hear about, goes on vacation, never comes home. No, I don't need to be missing MIA in Jamaica. I definitely want to make it back. So anyway, do I chum the waters? Should I prospect ahead? Should I like put my feelers out there? It doesn't hurt, right? I did just do a little bit of prospecting the other night while I was, you know, searching on my little hookup site, which, by the way, I actually just had to turn my profile off for a while because I need to clear out my inbox. Fuck all. I cannot get on there without, again, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. There's way more guys to women on this site. I just get bombarded. And you can't, like, as I'm trying to respond to people, then there's more messages coming in. It's distracting. It's like that squirrel effect. Like, oh, squirrel, you know, like, oh, there's a net. Oh, look over here. I need to be focused. So I turned it off so the people couldn't. I mean, the only way you can do that is to like hide yourself. You have to hide your profile. So I hit it so that I could respond to some people, delete a lot of people and not be sidetracked every second. And then there's also a messenger thing that pops up, which I tell you, this site runs like it does. It runs like fucking Windows 95. You turn that off, but it's still like messages are still coming in. Even though like it says you can say you're busy or whatever. Well, nobody pays attention to that. They just send you these instant messages constantly. So, which I never respond to. I actually just delete all those. I don't respond to anybody that uses the instant messenger. Oh, I'm such a bitch. I'm really persnickety when it comes to these things. You know, if you don't do things a certain way, I'm like, no, you're out. Oh my gosh. I would totally hate to date me. Let me just tell you, I'm a handful. Okay. So anyway, back to this. Do I chum the waters? What do I do? Oh, it'd be kind of fun, don't you think? Hot and sexy. I'm looking on there and I'm seeing all these gorgeous African-American men and ginormous penises. Not going to lie. Like, I'm literally like, holy shit. Is this where all the huge dicks are? Like, massive. Okay, one guy. No, I'm not kidding. It went all the way down to to just above his kneecap. And I'm like, how? I would love to be with someone like that, like as a one-hit wonder, you know, just because, I mean, hey, wouldn't you like to, I mean, guys, don't you like, if you see a woman with just ginormous boobs, like absolutely ginormous. I mean, wouldn't you love to just experience that once? I mean, it's an anomaly, right? I mean, why not? Well, this is kind of the same thing. Like I would not, I don't know how anybody would want that on a regular basis all the time. You would be so stretched out. I just, if you did that all the time, your poor vagina, like it would be a wreck. Legit. It would be a wreck. Everybody says like big dicks, they want big dicks. I like a good sized dick. Okay. I want to be with a tall guy with a good sized dick, not ginormous, not donkey dick, because I just don't want to be stretched out and wrecked. Oh, maybe that sounds awful, but it's true. I mean, like there's guys, like I like the fact that if you can keep it tight, see, then you have more options. Then their dicks don't have to be ginormous. They could be big. So I still get the pleasure out of a big dick. I don't need a ginormous dick. I can have medium to big dicks and it's all good. It's all good. And as I've said before, you know what? It's more about how hard it gets. It's more about the blood flow. I got to tell you guys, it's really more about the blood flow. And so I've seen in pornos, guys with these really, really big dicks, long, long, big dicks, but they sort of wobble around, you know, they're not like solid, firm and hard. It sways and rolls and lists, and like getting it in there is like trying to sort of push a piece of limp spaghetti into a hole because it won't stick straight out because it's so big. I'm sure they're getting a lot of blood flow. I just don't know that it's enough. You know, like it's almost like they have to feed their cock into you. Hand roll it in there. I don't know. This is just what I've seen on porno. Again, I've never experienced this like live and in person, so I don't know if that's exactly how it is. But, you know, and I'm talking about these are just huge, 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 abnormally large dicks. And even when they're flaccid, so I'm wondering, like this guy I saw, where does he tuck it? How does he tuck that? How do you hide that big mass? You cannot. I mean, legit. Even when it's soft, there's still all that mass crumpled up. I gotta figure it's has to be uncomfortable because I don't believe that they make men's pants and jeans and shorts that accommodate that. I think they make them for average men. It's just like for me, pants and like a lot of stuff, the fit of something, the rise on a pair of jeans, it's like it'll be cutting me off in the crotch because I'm tall and long, and they make clothing for 5'6", I think is like kind of the model of woman, size, height, woman. These clothing manufacturers are making things for. So sometimes I'll put something on because I usually wear a medium. I'm like a 6 or an 8, and it'll be cutting me in the crotch, especially if it's like a jumper or overalls or something like that. It's like, oh, ow, my labia is falling asleep because it's being strangled. I'm digressing here. I don't know. Sorry. I'm going to end this podcast. You guys can let me know. Should I try to like get something going before I get out to Jamaica or just wing it? Let me know what your thoughts are. I've totally just been all over the board on this podcast, but really like these are the things that I need your advice on. So again, any advice you want to give, I welcome it. I love it. I love your comments. I love your feedback. Email me curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com or go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and leave me a voicemail. I prefer the voicemail and I'll voicemail you back. That's the fun part is we get to just, it's like we're friends just chatting back and forth. So if you want to do that, that would be lovely. All right. Well, thank you guys. I will keep you posted. Lots of good stuff coming. I've been working very hard on the guys that I am interested in, moving them along to the phone call stage and then the meet and greet process and then into the sack would they go. So I'm kicking that process back up into high speed. I know this year of COVID has been very strange and, you know, either I'm on with meeting new people, or I'm just like, oh no, I'm hanging back. But right now I'm in go mode. It's on mode. So we should have, I should have lots of fun stories to share with you soon. All right. Mwah. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.